Welcome to Nerdy Thursday. In Sean's dirty apartment.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man. I hope
welcome
you
everybody to Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys that like beer, games, and nerd culture in general. My name is Sean, and with me, as always, is Mitch. What's up, homeboy?
Aw, dude, I just got back from the beach, and I can't hardly move because I'm sunburnt.
Yeah?
Yeah, who knew it could be like 59 degrees and super sunny, but you'd still get burnt to crisp.
Dude, there was this one time in third grade when I was playing out in the snow, and the reflection of, like, the light on the snow, dude, I was burnt to a crisp. And nice. I got a lot of shit for that, but that just goes to show, kids don't play outside.
Probably shouldn't run around naked outside in the middle of winter.
I do what I want. We lived in the middle of nowhere.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Dude. Do you got any? You got any openers for me?
Yeah, you
got
a question? You ready for a question?
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, here's one that'll have to wait until next week again.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh. Now I know what you're talking about.
So,
we'll get to that later.
Going through the repertoire, found this one.
Okay.
If an evil wizard was going to cast a spell on you, and you could only use a certain word in a certain situation, or else you'd get cursed with something.
Okay.
If you had to use one insult word for the rest of your life, what would it be?
One insult word?
Yeah.
Could it be two?
No. A insult word.
Yeah, but it's a phrase.
What's the phrase?
Stupid idiot.
No, that's two words.
I like that. Probably wiener. I like wiener. I use wiener a lot. Like, especially when we're playing Rocket League, wiener's my go-to. Because it doesn't get censored out.
Nice.
Yeah. So if it's not getting censored out in Rocket League, and I'm pretty sure Chubby does, like, if Rocket League isn't censoring that, I feel like I'm pretty good to go for the rest of my life.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'd pick asshole.
Nice. Nice. Sure, not like just ass, because once you get into asshole, that's where the bleeps start.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. Just wondering.
Who censors me?
Well, you never know. This could blow up.
Yeah.
We could get, you know, syndicated.
There's an E.
Oh, asshole, like ASSWHOLE.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The whole thing.
Oh,
the
you're
whole
right. Ass. I should have said whole ass. You whole ass. Shut your mouth, whole ass.
Oh my gosh. If you were to come down with one of these two syndromes or diseases or whatever inexplicably,
Tourette's,
like out of nowhere, would you prefer Tourette's or OCD?
I already knew one of them. Pretty much called it.
Yeah, you did. As soon as you said Tourette's, I was like, motherfucker.
Woo!
Nailed it. All right, well, that was rather quick. What are you drinking, man?
Dude, you didn't realize that was the South Park tick?
No.
Woo! Woo!
Yep. Forgot about that.
Well, if you started See You Next Tuesday again, you'd remember.
That's true. We did watch some See You Next Tuesday earlier, or some South Park earlier. Actually, talking about Tourette's, did you ever watch the video? I'm going to hell. Have you ever watched the video of the kid that's got Tourette's trying to read Three Blind Mice?
No, but I will as soon as we're done.
Dude, guys, anybody who's listening who's probably as fucked up as I am, that's interested, it's worth it. Go watch it. It's hilarious. But that leads me somehow to my next segment. What are you drinking, homie?
PBR. Delicious.
I like how you didn't even try to lie after you called me out last episode.
Well, that's because I called myself out to you last episode.
That's nobody caught that. Only I, who saw the Snapchat that you sent me and then heard my reaction at the end of the episode.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. I personally am drinking a Big Elm Brewing Jerry Dog Stout, 6.5%, coming out of Sheffield, Massachusetts, local, about half an hour away, 35 minutes. Delicious. This is fantastic.
I had beer from the Throwback Brewery, though. I was going to bring that, and then I forgot it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, tell us about your trip.
It was all right.
I didn't expect that when I took a sip of that beer.
I know, that's why I pulled it out. My dick, not the comment.
Oh, man. So what did you guys do?
We got there in the afternoon, and we went to the beach, and we sat out there and got a sunburn on my back.
Yeah. Then you rolled over and got a sunburn on your front?
No, that was from the next day.
It just drifted. That fucking sunburn came all over me.
Well, I was reading the Hidden Oracle, so I got a...
The Percy Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Charles Osiris? Of Apollo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good book. Yes. I'm about halfway through that.
So I think I'm on chapter 12.
It's really weird that you started with that and not like the 2 5-book series that comes before that.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed trying to read some of this stuff in there.
Because believe me, it makes way more sense if you read the whole Percy Jackson and then the whole Heroes of Olympus. You
probably should.
Series. I've got the second series if you ever want to check it out.
I should probably worry about the first one, huh?
I've got those on my Kindle.
Sweet.
Unless you borrow that.
Yeah, so anyway, I was reading that and got my whole sunburnt on this side in the back here. And then got dressed, went down to the actual Hampton Beach area because we were staying a little bit north. And then went out. And I have absolutely no problem saying this.
Okay.
This is the worst person I've ever tried dancing with in my entire life. Just god awful.
Did you not just tell me off air that this person now listens to the show?
Yes, she does.
Oh, that one goes out to you, TC.
That's good.
Yeah, you guys will figure this out in the coming weeks.
That's so good. Yep.
So she's the worst dancer you've ever danced with.
So then the next day, I got a seafood omelet for breakfast.
That sounds disgusting.
It was lobster, scallop, and shrimp.
That sounds like the worst
thing. In eggs with hollandaise sauce on top.
Hollandaise sauce is a pretty redeeming factor of that whole abomination, but it's that not sounds an
abomination.
Awful.
It was awesome. Next time I go up there, I'm going to get the Surf and Turf Benedict.
Can you explain that one real quick?
It's a lobster and steak tips.
Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict.
Holy shit. So, like,
it was, you got between the poached that egg, and the seafood omelet.
The English muffin, and you got lobster tail and steak tips. Woo. Dude, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that.
Holy crap. Well, I would take that over a seafood omelet any day. That's pretty sick. So you hit up that brewery. Did you hit up any other breweries?
Nope, that was the only one.
Wait, so you sent me a Snapchat from this brewery. How do they determine who pays the bill?
Oh, not who pays the bill, but so instead of like giving them your name or, you know, giving you a number, they give you a bobblehead of a character.
That's pretty cool.
So we got Yosemite Sam. They had some Star Wars guys floating around. So that's Kermit the Frog got pulled out.
Nice. I almost just broke into my Kermit the Frog impression. I'm pretty good.
No, probably not.
I am Kermit the Frog.
That's awful.
No, it's not. Somewhere over the rainbow.
Way to try to jump between your voice and Kermit the Frog. Like,
shut the all fuck upset. Up. Dude, it was like puberty all over
again. That did not work for me at all.
Oh, man. Well, dude, that sounds like a really good weekend. And so you come back, you get back yesterday, you had to work early this morning, and I get home today to find you just chilling in my apartment watching some show that nobody's ever heard of. And we decided to watch this movie that we've seen today. And I got to admit, after we finished that, and we were kind of lollygaggling between that and recording, we started watching The Goon, and I'm kind of butthurt that we're not watching The Goon right now. Because that movie is amazing.
It is pretty good.
But instead, before we started recording, you're like, nah, man, I gotta get all pissed off. Let's play some Puyo Puyo Tetris before we play.
Okay, stupid.
I cannot believe that. You're like, rematch, rematch. You done? No, rematch.
Yeah, and then I won, motherfucker.
You won after, what, 12 games?
Yeah, probably a dozen.
Well, props to you. Way to hang in there. I didn't anticipate that. But I just found out that the Winter Olympics is going to be next year.
Well, yeah.
In South Korea.
Every 4 years, pal.
That's awesome. What's your favorite Winter Olympic sport?
What a stupid question. It's everybody's. It's curling.
That is really good. Like, I really wanted to hate on you. I wanted to drop a line of just like, I fucking hate you or something like that. But that is pretty good. I personally prefer like the snowboard half pipe. Just sick.
Lame.
It's not lame. Seriously? You're calling that lame versus a couple of guys with brooms?
Sweet!
Well, sorry everybody who just blew their fucking eardrums. Oh my god. Turns out the movie that we watched today, guys, I've never seen before. And Mitch took quite an offense to that.
Yeah, not only that, but then I listed off a bunch of other great movies after that.
Such as?
To fill in some filler time that you still haven't seen. Heavyweights.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
God, you're a terrible person.
Probably.
Wet Hot American Summer.
I feel like that's the one I'm going to get the most grief for.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, nope, never seen it.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't Matthew McConaughey in that?
No.
Or am I... I'm thinking of Dazed and Confused, which yeah. I've also never seen. I saved that one for the show.
Are you fucking serious?
Dead serious, dude. Dead serious.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I know. I don't think I've ever even seen Friday. I've never seen Friday. I've seen Friday After Next. But I've never seen Friday. I've never seen All of How High.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You made me sick.
Well, the movie that you stumbled upon first while we were looking for Dodgeball, because that's what we originally wanted to do. Well, that was the second choice after we found out the news today that we weren't doing our first choice. That was the second choice, was Dodgeball. But that wasn't on Netflix.
Yeah, we got to get to Plan C.
Plan C was a movie I've never seen before, and that's Cool Runnings. Or is it Cool Running? I don't know.
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings. It's actually pretty good.
That's fine, because now you're feeling the rhythm and you're feeling the rhyme. Get on up. It's podcasting time.
I feel like we probably should have started with that.
Yeah, I should have thought of that sooner.
Oh, man. When did this movie come out? Do you remember? Early 90s.
Dude, I didn't look that stuff up.
Dude, we do our job just fine.
So they invented the internet and silent smartphones.
That's very true. So this movie came out in the early 90s, and all I knew up until today was it was about a couple of Jamaicans and a bobsledding team, which for me sounded about as exciting as a seafood omelet.
1993. 93.
That's what I was thinking in my head.
Good job.
Nice. Did I say that out loud?
No.
Oh. I said it in my head. Does that count?
Nope.
Didn't think so. But that sounded just about as exciting for me as a seafood omelet, so I never watched it. Although, pretty much every person I've ever met who's seen the movie said it's amazing and one of their favorites.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Anyways, the movie starts off with some killer Jamaican music and a dude using a couple of rocks for a sprinting start. And I thought to myself, self, is this man really using rocks as a starting point for a sprint? I thought it was pretty dumb.
Why? It's Jamaica.
This guy has a father who's a famous runner, and he can't get those stupid toe grips to just stick in the ground?
Nope.
Sounds pretty silly to me.
Olympians don't make a lot of money.
What's that?
Olympians don't make a lot of money.
They probably make enough to afford $60 for little toe stubbies.
Not when you have other stuff to buy.
Like?
I don't know, food, a house.
This is Jamaica. How expensive is that stuff?
Well, still.
Yeah.
I've never been to Jamaica.
So it starts with this guy running, and while he's running, I learned that this movie was scored by Hans Zimmer, which is pretty sweet.
It's pretty talented. I was wondering why you're so excited about that.
Yeah, he's a fucking talented guy. Yeah, haven't you ever seen Interstellar?
Yes.
It's got a killer soundtrack.
He's no John Williams.
He is no John Williams, that is true. But he's still pretty badass. So I thought it was pretty funny that this guy was just like running across this desolate plain into like some laundry, and he just keeps running past everyone cheering him on. And it seems like he runs to his friend that's like doing this, it's like a push cart. What's it called? A push cart derby?
Yeah, the push cart derby with his little car.
And the little kids that are just hanging out in the front of the push cart derbies.
Dude, that's the best. Weight.
It was so funny. What did I say? You know, this is the 90s when you're doing some dumb shit and the only protective thing you have is a shitty football helmet.
Well, yeah, but it was based in the 80s, so that was top of the line.
All right. So in the early 90s, we're just coming off that fad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Now you gotta wear a GoPro if you're gonna do anything stupid.
Oh yeah, that's true. And no helmet, just the GoPro. Uh-huh. So the whole premise of this movie, I don't have to break this down. I took a shitload of notes for nothing. Is this guy's training, his dad's a famous runner. Was his dad an Olympian?
Yeah, he won the gold medal.
Cool. That makes sense. And he's doing a lot of training, doing a lot of running. His buddy, his best friend, is into pushcart derbies in Jamaica. He's the best driver in all of Jamaica. And turns out his friend's kind of ridiculous and reckless. And does pretty much anything to get the win.
Yeah, I love right? Sanka.
Yeah, Sanka. Is that his name? Sanka?
Mm-hmm.
Sanka. Yeah. You said Alasanka. Threw me off.
I love Sanka.
Oh, I completely misunderstood everything you just said. Awesome. Yeah, he's really cool. He's really funny. Like, he's your stereotypical, like, Rasta dude. And he's always like, Rasta, yeah! Which is pretty sweet. But anyways, the main character... He's got a really weird name. Darice. The main character, Darice. What's that face for?
It's like a piece of wax in my PBR or something.
So the main character, Darice, has the Olympic tryouts for track coming up. And you see him starting off, and there's this guy that's super excited to, like, even be racing with him. And this new guy, super bald, super, like, looks super aggro. Looks like he's tough cookies also on there. And the super jazz guy's in between the two guys. Darice and Baldy.
Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner. Junior is the guy that's super uppity. Anyways, in the middle of the race, Junior goes down, takes out both guys, gets them eliminated as there were all three were 1, 2, 3. None of them qualify. And this is Darice's dream, man, to be in the Olympics. So he's got to find another way. That way comes in the form of John Candy.
And Jamaica's first bobsled team.
And Jamaica's first bobsled thing team.
Yeah. We're from Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. And you know we can't be beat.
So, Irv is this American who is a gold medal winning bobsledder from America.
Cheating fuck.
Which you later learn is a cheating fuck. Who now lives in Jamaica and he's a bookie. And he's all about winning, man. That's all it takes. These guys track down Irv, and they have to convince him. It takes a little bit convincing, but they convince him to coach their team. Which is, dude, that's a pretty funny scene when they're just on that in that ruddy fucking cart, just going down the hill, like trying to get the takeoff.
Yeah,
you know. And what do you got? You got to get 5.7 seconds. Is about the time you got to beat pro.
Yeah. Seconds.
And so these guys are just going down this dusty ass hill in this rinky dink fucking cart with wheels. Wheel comes off, fucking just plows into a police car. Dude, this had some funny scenes in it.
Yeah, but they got their 5.9.
They got their 5.9. They got their 5.9 for sure. Yeah, actually, you know what I really noticed in this movie? John Candy. We've done a lot of movies with John Candy.
Mm-hmm.
And John Candy can play a straight man real well. Like, he wasn't a comedic character.
Gay, so I don't know why it's, you think that's hard for him.
So, he could have played a comedic character. I hate you. He could have played a comedic character, but he played, like, you know, a straight shooter guy. You know, that disgraced Olympian that's trying to get his redemption or whatever. He played that really well.
Yeah, he's got range.
He's got really good range. I'm really disappointed he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have done some good stuff.
He would have done some... I mean, he already did great stuff, yeah. But he would have done better stuff. Could you imagine him in a flick that had, like, CGI?
It'd have been awful.
Like, could you imagine him?
I can't stand as CGI. Barf?
As Barf, right? Like, Spaceballs 2. Just melting into a puddle. Like, Terminator 2 style.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I thought of that.
That wouldn't make any sense.
It wouldn't, but we haven't seen the movie, so maybe it does make sense.
Nah. Plus, now they might just CGI him in anyway, since that's what they like to do.
Yeah. That or hologram him in. A la Tupac. So anyways, they enlist him, they get there 5-9, as Mitch just said, and the next step is to get up to qualifying, wait, I don't actually get how that works. Didn't they qualify for that?
What?
Or was the qualifying in Canada? Because I know the qualifying
was in Canada, yeah, Calgary, at the Olympics.
Gotcha. So they got good enough to go up to sign up for qualifying in Calgary.
Anybody can sign up for qualifying.
Gotcha.
Because the qualifier counts as an international race,
as they say in the movie.
Yeah, usually in the Olympics you have to qualify, or you have to win, like, or qualify through an international race just like start to get there. That's why you have like regionals and nationals, then international contests, and then you have the Olympics.
That makes sense. So they end up getting up to Canada. John Candy goes up to Irv goes to sign these guys up for this, and he starts running into people that he used to race with, like the U.S. bobsled team, all super fucking judgy. Well, they're not judgy. They fucking hate him. And pretty much the entire Jamaican team is looked down upon. They're the fucking joke of the whole thing. He ends up securing this bobsled that's basically just a slab of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Just a complete piece of shit. And... whatever his name is, Derek. What's his name?
Derice
gets told by one of Irv's old partners that he cheated. He was disgraced. He lost all two of his medals by cheating and putting weights in the front of his bobsled to speed him up. Like, that's kind of fucked up. But I love how they spun Irv's tail, like, through this. Because I complained to you, I'm like, man, how is Derice, how does he know this? And he's not, like, super butthurt about it. Because any movie you watch right now where you see, like, the coach who's got a fatal flaw that comes out, and then the whole team loses trust in him,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, that never played up in this film.
Well, yeah.
That was a breath of fresh air, which is so weird to go, like, go back 20-something years to get a breath of fresh air.
Well, you're supposed to stand by your coach and your team.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
All these movies been done fucking it up.
Well, yeah, because that's the society we live in nowadays.
Always got to put the blame on somebody. Sucks. It's kind of stupid. So anyways, they rise up. They have a good time in Canada. They get put down by the other teams. East Germany, that guy, Josef. It's kind of a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up getting to the qualifiers, and they really fuck up that first run, man. That was awful.
Yeah.
They look like the bobbleheads, like that Yosemite Sam bobblehead that you had at that brewery. But they end up pulling it together, coming through, having a great second run.
Yep.
In the Olympics, or in the qualifiers to get into the Olympics. And then in their run in the Olympics.
No, that was actually in the Olympics.
Good shit. So that was in the Olympics. First run, awful. Second run, really good. Third run, they're coming in. Like, everybody's on their side. The announcers have t-shirts and everything like that. And they're going down. And, dude, I, like, honestly, watching this movie, that wreck that happened. Spoilers. There's a big wreck. The wreck with their bobsled, man. Like, I was like, holy shit. And the notes I took, like, I was all caps, like, holy fuck, goddamn wreck, that was real bad. Not gonna lie, that was real bad.
And then we watched the real footage of the run, and that was the actual footage in the movie.
Yeah, the footage that was used in the movie was the footage from the run.
Yeah.
Which was, dude, that was bad, man. That was bad. The fact that, spoilers, hey, please, again, guys.
Describe it for me.
Again, real bad. Guys, if you haven't seen this like me, and you don't want this ruined.
Too bad.
I'm sorry, you already listened. But these guys, like, as the EMTs and the emergency squad are running to them, like, they get out and they carry the bobsled to the end. Like, they need to finish. Like, that was such a feel-good moment, dude.
Yeah.
And I cannot, after seeing that wreck, I cannot imagine any one of them walking after that.
And they all did in real life.
That was insane. I mean, they didn't carry the bobsled in real life like they did. They dragged it behind them, right?
They didn't even touch it. They were just walking.
And people pushed it, right?
The EMTs and stuff.
Yeah, and they pushed the bobsled. But dude, like, just having the strength and courage after just getting fucking mollywomped like that.
Yeah. Pretty intense.
This is gonna ruin my rating for the end of the show, but this was a really good fucking movie, dude. Like, I'm kind of upset that I didn't refer to, like, any of my notes right now, and I took notes the entire time. I wish I paid 100% attention to this movie.
You should have.
Because it was, dude, this was that good, and I would watch this again in an instant, and I now know why so many people watch this. But this was also a Disney movie, and it blew me away.
There was some good stuff in there for a Disney movie.
Dude, it blew me away how not PG this movie was with some of the shit that they were saying.
We've been friends since Julia wanted to see your dingling. Oh, that's an awful Jamaican accent. I'm sorry. I'm gonna take that back.
I'm a badass mother.
And I see pride. I see power. I see a badass mother who don't take no crap up from no one.
Dude, the amount of times that was said, and I'm just like, did they just say badass motherfucker without the fucker at the end? Because I think that's probably the first time, like, historically that I've heard that phrase, like, in film.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So that was pretty good.
I love that scene, too. And then he walks away, and the guy's just like, where's he going?
And there was so much more.
Then there was a bar fight in a Disney movie.
There was a bar fight, like, complete with, like, bottles breaking over dome pieces, and them acting drunk, and somebody coming in and being like, y'all are disappointments, step up your fucking game. I told them that you were mentally challenged.
Yeah.
Like, Disney movie.
It's good stuff.
Dude, some good stuff, man. This was, and there was so much more complexity to this movie than we touched upon, though. Like, the whole dynamic between Junior and his dad, like, that was pretty sweet. Like, that was an uplifting moment when he fucking told his dad off using the phrase that Brenner told him, like,
yeah,
I seek pride. I'm a badass mother. You know? That kind of shit.
Well, he said, I have pride.
Yeah.
He said it to himself in the mirror and then told his dad off.
Yeah.
And then he turns around, Yul Brynner's there to be like, you're a badass mother.
Which was dope, because Brenner, like, from the beginning, didn't even want to be considered, like, a team. He was only in it for himself. He needed the prestige. He wanted to go on. He wanted to live in fucking Buckingham Palace, of all places. Which, in that picture, it looked like the White House, so I feel kind of stupid right now. But, like, that moment where he explained himself, how he just, he knew who he was and what he wanted and where he wanted to go. And he needed to get there no matter who was in his way, whether it be his teammates or anybody else in Jamaica. And then everybody, and then Junior being like, he knows what he wants. Like, my father, I don't see eye to eye with him, but he was the same way and he got to where he wanted. He will get where he wanted. Like, from that point forward, like, Brenner had everybody's back. Like, just, dude, this was such a story of, like, respect.
Yeah.
And I fucking loved it, man. Like, if there's one thing that I live by, it's respect.
Bullshit.
Come on.
You don't respect nothing.
I'll cheers that. but realistically, respect just makes the world go round. Like, if you can't respect somebody, you can't respect yourself. So I really, I dug that about this movie, and I'm really glad that you made us watch this.
Well,
I was like, I've never seen that. You're like, are you fucking joking me? Well, I know what we're doing.
God, you need to make a list of movies you haven't seen.
It's probably bigger than you think.
That everybody tells you you need to see.
It's way bigger than you think.
I say the same thing about my penis.
Oh, man. Dudes, do you have anything more to say about this movie?
No, not really.
It really sucks.
We kind of went through it and said how inspirational it was and how, like, there's a lot of non-Disney-ness to it.
Yeah. Like, if there's one thing that I could say about this is, like, guys, if you're like me and you've never seen this before, watch this movie. Watch this movie with your girlfriend. Watch this with your wife. Watch this with your boyfriend. Watch this with your best friend who's seen this movie before and he gave you a bunch of shit that you haven't seen it. Like, just watch it because it's worth it.
I think that's why you'll like Heavyweights, too. It's made about the same time.
I know I'll like Heavyweights. I just never got a chance to see it when I was a kid. We never rented it.
For some reason in the 90s, the early 90s, they made really good live-action Disney movies.
They really did. There was that one about soccer, too. Do you remember that one?
The Big Green?
The Big Green.
That's a Disney movie?
I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't think so. Hmm. Hold on, I can look it up real fast.
Yeah, please do. So yeah, guys, we don't mean to cut this portion of the show short, but this movie's so damn good, and I don't think there's much to talk about outside of that. Do you even want to do a rating system, or do you just want to go on the pure recommendation of fucking watch this movie?
You don't need to fucking watch this movie.
Just fucking watch this movie. For me, 27 out of 27 fucking bobsleds.
Turns.
Turns in a bobsled race. Check it out. It's worth your time. And John Candy's the fucking man. But I do know that we have a shitload of voicemails.
Yeah, buddy.
Coming in from last week. So I feel like
it was a Disney movie.
Big Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
so. Yeah, it was fucking awesome, too. That kid, man. He cracks me up.
Who?
The goalie.
When he sees my God. Isn't he in Heavyweights?
No.
He's one of the fat kids.
No.
No? What am I thinking of then? Because that kid was in a lot of movies back then.
He's in The Sandlot.
He is in The Sandlot. Hey, I love me some Sandlot. I don't know why I'm in Instagram right now.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the voicemails.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, keep talking for a second.
Okie dokie. That guy was also in... Holy smokes. Is that Squints too? Squints was in The Big Green?
Was he?
Maybe. Let's see if it pops up. Oh, man. He's also... God. He's only got one award? Poor guy.
Bunch of bullshit.
Easily recognizes the cute, chubby, curly-haired redhead.
That's awesome.
What a great way to be known throughout life. Ooh, he had something come out last year.
What is it?
Fear Inc.
I've heard of that.
I might have to watch that.
Can you real quick pull up a picture of him in that movie?
No.
While we play this voicemail?
I mean,
ooh. Which is coming in from Kanaha, and here we go.
Hey guys, it's Kanaha again. So, I just listened to the last show, and every time Stephen Michael calls, wondering where the next See You Next Tuesday is going to be. I just picture him sitting there in his house surrounded by his video game collection.
Which is nice.
And chained up in the corner. And, not Ben. What's his name? Chained up in the corner.
It's Brian.
And, you're sitting there on a Monday around midnight, so it's Tuesday, frantically refreshing his phone feed and then going, fuck! So... Can you please release an XC and XT today so that we don't have your number one fan stroke out? My gosh.
I mean, that's...
No, we cannot have more people join this brigade. No. Kanaha, take it back. Let's erase the fact that this ever happened. Stephen Michael, you didn't just hear that. Though, the dodgeball episode of South Park was pretty good. The clips that we watched.
I think that's season one.
Is it season one?
It's one, two, or three. It's real early.
Oh, I want to just get there to get there, man. Kanahan, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for calling out of concern for Steve and Michael. And Brian did, I don't know if you caught that episode, but Brian did escape. He's currently hiding out wherever he lives.
In Connecticut.
That's for you, Steve and Michael. so, yeah. let's never talk about See You Next Tuesday again. coming in next, we've got a call from 270. That sure sounds familiar, and I'm kind of wondering why. You ready for this?
Hi guys. This is Craigslist Bob calling you back. I'm sorry I missed your call last week. Was kind of busy, sort of, maybe. Manhunt.com finally picked up some traffic recently, so it kept me pretty busy there. I did see you again at the store. I kind of waved and kind of kept walking, so not sure what was going on with that, but I did see you. You dropped your list, and I love the way that when you ride onions, you put a heart on your eyes. Because I do the same. call me back again. We can make this happen. Fine.
Oh, dude.
Oh, Craigslist Bob. Oh, I love that.
That's
we
fantastic.
I love that we just have we just have like characters calling in at this point. I hope there's a message from Skip on here, dude. Oh man, Craigslist Bob. That was really hard to hold that together the whole time. I don't really have much to say to that.
Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Craigslist Bob did call back. Are you interested in hearing the next voicemail from him?
Duh.
All right, just making sure.
Guys, Craigslist Bob again. forgot to tell you that I would love to speak to the Michael guy that you guys were talking about when you were checking out. I know what you said about Steven, I think was his name. And that he preferred to bag his artichoke. I didn't do that.
What the fuck was that?
I think Stephen Michael has a number one fan.
Stephen Michael, I think that message was for you, bro. Oh my god, I sincerely hope that all of you guys are drinking right now, because honestly, that message was hilarious right now. We've got another... this is a long message coming in from Kanaha. But let's see what she's bringing in here. Coming in hot.
So, hey, Nerdy Thursday. I feel like I owe Sean an apology.
Nope.
Because the more I think about it, it's not that I hate the Fight Club as a movie. It's more of the...
Kanaha. You can just end it at the fact that you need to owe me an apology.
No, there's a but there.
You don't need to explain. Because the thing is when you apologize and then you say but, it negates the apology. Just saying.
well, I'm not racist, but...
Exactly, right?
Fans of the movie tend to ruin it for me, because there's a handful of ex-friends I had who were, like, essentially fat, overweight nerds with power dynamic fantasies.
Bob.
That literally sounds like every person I've ever played Magic the Gathering with.
Who blame other people for the real problems.
Again.
I had to cut ties with them because they were super toxic friendships. And they loved the movie. They were like, just totally like they took it as gospel. Like that it was a really awesome thing. And that you know, if only they had a fight club that they would show everybody. But if Tyler Durden showed up on their door when they got done blowing him, they would conquer the world and make everyone pay. So yeah, once again, I apologize about saying I didn't like Fight Club. Because there are things in that movie I find hilarious. And I, you know, but it's like making the soap out of fat people fat and selling it back to them from the liposuction, or his gothic girlfriend who is like, I haven't been fucked like that since. I know that's what they changed it from.
Helena Bonham Carter.
I don't remember. Yeah. Never mind. The original line was something freak. Like, I want to have your abortion, and they changed it to, I haven't been fucked like that since grade school. Or vice versa, I can't remember. One of them, the censors thought crossed the line. And, or the editing the film, the cigarette burns in the film, it's all of a sudden, it's like, a great big dick. You know, I thought that was pretty funny. So, the movie itself, I can take or leave. But, you know, like I said, it just, I have a bad taste in my mouth for it because, unfortunately, a couple of my friends were assholes. So, yeah, I take back a lot of what I said. I don't hate Fight Club. It's an okay movie, but I can take or leave it. So, I'm sorry, Sean, I owe you a drink at the Arcade Expo next year, and I'll talk to you guys later.
That's a fair apology.
All right, Connor. First rule, Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. Second rule, Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. Third rule, Fight Club. Someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. You broke the first two rules of that the rules there.
What was the fourth rule?
Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight.
What about the fifth rule?
There's no fifth rule.
If it's your first night, you have to fight. There is a fifth rule.
Ah, shit! Good shit.
Call yourself a fan of the movie. You don't even know the rules.
Just got wrecked.
Fucking Google them.
Kanaha, thank you so much for that apology. I've fallen victim to that hype train before. Have you ever had something where just, like, everyone was, like, all about it, and that made you not want... Like, it made you not like it?
The remake of It.
Come on. You're not amped?
I'm like, super excited.
Dude, September can't get here soon enough.
But I'm just saying, people are hyping it.
Rightfully so, dude. I got a half chubby just thinking about that movie. Oh my god, dude. I am so excited for that. What's one that really... Avatar, dude.
Avatar's trash.
Avatar's awful. And the hype behind it did not fucking help.
But I can't wait to go to Disney and go to Avatar World.
I heard it's pretty awesome.
Let's be real honest, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Well, pulling up from here is a voice that we have not heard in a little bit of time. I was a little bit concerned that Stephen Michael may have recaptured him. But nice. We do have a couple of phone calls here from Brian. So let's give it a listen and see what's up with him.
Hey, guys. I did think of one more thing. It's crazy. I don't know if you've heard of this show. It's called South Park. Yeah, I've only seen, like, the first three episodes or so. I used to watch it with these other guys, and they would talk about it all the time, but they stopped talking about it, so it's been hard to watch it. And,
that's sweet.
I'm really curious about what's going to happen with, like, this elephant and pig, and it'd be really cool if maybe somebody were to talk about that. I don't know. Maybe something to think about. Yeah. Keep up the good work, guys. Just because I've been gone for a while doesn't mean I haven't been listening. Love what you do, and keep it nerdy.
Thank you, Brian.
I can't believe you're thinking it when you said we can't get more people on that train.
I was trying to mouth to you, so it didn't pick up. Oh, man, I cannot believe that we've got more people on this train that are just joining in right now. I hope to God all of you that are asking for this are people that listen to this. Because I'll tell you something, Mitch. Like, I watch our numbers. Those See You Next Tuesdays are the least listened to episodes that we do. Besides, like, remember the current event episodes that we did a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were in the tanker.
Like, nice.
Nobody listened to those. But this was a close second. And if you guys are super into this, no promises, but you're helping your cause. More people get on the bandwagon. Keep calling.
We're going to have to call Tyler and Dave and ask them to send us the train whistle. Since the penny train has been killed.
Stupid
Patreon.
Shout out to them, guys. Tad Pog, if you guys aren't listening to them, go ahead and subscribe to them. Also, to Experience Grind podcast. They're pretty sweet. And if you want something a little bit more PG in your life, Two Dudes and an S. That's more retro-oriented, and that's for, the original Nintendo. So give them a listen, give them a follow, and you might hear my voice coming up soon. But we do have another call from Brian here, and let's give this shit a listen, homie.
Hey, guys. It's Brian. I know it's been a while since I've called, so figured I'd hit up the old Nerdy Thursday voicemail. I got a few things to talk about since it's been so long. I guess, first of all, let's talk about those digi games. Yeah, I have Xbox Live. And I accept the challenge. I've been playing a lot of Rocket League, a lot of Injustice 2 lately. And, yeah, sure, I'd love to take on the challenge of Stephen Michael. That being said, he's most definitely going to beat me. So I want to thank the number one undisputed fan, Stephen Michael, for actually standing up for me, defending my honor in my absence against this guy, Ben. I don't know who this new clown is, but he thinks he can bribe his way into the upper echelon of Nerdy Thursday fandom. He's got another thing coming. Seems a little desperate. I have a confession to make. I also, along with Stephen Michael, have never seen any of the Harry Potter movies in their entirety. I'm also Team Sean when it comes to Lord of the Rings. Terrible. Boring. Good awful. Haven't watched for one of those either. Last week, Kanaha had a question. And I have to say, things that people like that I didn't, Lost. Show was awful. I only made it through four episodes, and I had to stop watching it. But also, Fight Club is great, and you're wrong. Also, I need to mention that you guys have been breaking your own rule. You have one rule, and you keep breaking it, like, every single week. And I feel like you guys are overdue for a guest cast, so maybe have him on soon. I think that's it.
Done.
But if I forgot anything, I'll call you back. Later.
Whew. Wow, there was a lot of points in that. There was a lot of points in that. Stephen Michael, you've got to hook up with Brian, get that friend code out there, and start playing some games. Also, Brian, you're playing some Injustice 2. That came out like 2 days ago. Call back and let us know how that is, because I have Injustice 1, and I'm pretty fire with Nightwing. It's either Robin or Nightwing. Whichever one of those two guys is in the game, pretty fire with them. And I would like to know if they made a return. You're also right in the fact that Lord of the Rings is fucking awful.
Sean doesn't know that yet. He hasn't watched it.
And I watched parts. I watched enough to know that I wanted to turn it off. And if everything went smoothly today, this episode would be Lord of the Rings. So little spoiler, guys. That's coming up. And I'm really hating life.
Sounds like we could get Brian up here to enjoy it with you.
Yeah. And also, Brian, you say you think that somebody can just bribe their way in. Yes. Yes, they can. Send us beer.
Real guys. Fast.
Yep. That's a fast track to number one fan. Send us all of the beers. I just wanted to clear the air there and make sure everybody knew that that was a legit thing.
Yeah, we won't need a train whistle. We'll need a rocket ship sound. That's how fast people be moving up the ladder.
Brian did call back. Apparently, he did have something else to add, so let's take a quick listen.
Apparently, I'm making up for lost time. I forgot another thing. I mentioned Injustice 2. I set up a Nerdy Thursday guild, so if you're playing that game, join up. It'd be having some fun with some other Nerdy Thursday listeners.
Get the fuck out. I'm
playing Power Rangers Legacy Wars. There's an alliance on there called Nerdy Thursday. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You're breaking up.
I'm still in the pre-fan, and,
Some never mind.
All right, so if anybody wants that information, we'll get it from him.
Apparently. I'm not going to lie. That makes me want to get an Xbox. Now, just because we have guilds.
Sweet.
Got to get all over that shit. Brian, thank you for doing that shout out. Anybody who's got an Xbox One and they're playing Injustice 2, search out the guild Nerdy Thursday if you want to join Brian, if you want to join up and form a super dope fucking clan on that game. He did also mention another game, but he was breaking up, so I have no fucking clue what he said. Yeah, Brian, thank you for giving us so many calls tonight. That's so awesome. We do have one last final call. Brian, I'm so sorry. I know that when I saw these coming out, I was like, oh man, you're closing out the show. I lied. Mitch may have made that happen. But we got a call coming in to end the show out with Steve and Michael.
Hey, Nerdy Thursday. This is your number one undisputed fan, Steve and Michael from Facebook. Giving you guys a quick call, because I realized last week when I left that phone call for whatever that guy's name was trying to go after the number one spot.
It was Bren.
Well, my riddle works so well, he couldn't even get anything in, so now clearly back to being number one undisputed. Not that it was ever a question. Just looking forward to the weekend. Really Friday, favorite day of the week. Why is that, hon?
Fucker in the butt Friday.
So, she agrees. That name convention for Friday. I'm a little toasty. I've been drinking beer, eating wings. Looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday. Later.
Your face is priceless right now, bro.
Oh, I did not expect that at all. Holy, did that just say up in the butt Friday?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Holy shit. Thank you, Stephen Michael, and
Lady Stephen Michael?
Lady Stephen Michael. Holy shit. Thank you for calling in. Ben, you just got put on blast. Ben/Street Pizza. He also has a podcast, which I just found out this week, which is making a comeback. So, Ben, you put in a lot of time into Mario Kart and not a lot of time into calling us.
Ooh.
Just saying. Judgment is high.
Burn.
But guys, if you want to be like all of these people who are calling us and leaving us voicemails and getting reactions and getting input and getting answers from us, call us. Ask us anything. Would you rathers? Or personal questions? Or, man, we're really opening the floodgate with personal questions. But
we did that once. They subsided.
I know. They really didn't like your virgin story.
I made it as awkward as it happened.
You really did. I had to edit that and listen to it 3 times.
You're welcome.
Guys, if you want to be like everybody else, you can add us into your phone at 413-418-0076. Again, that's 413-418-0076. You can find us at pretty much any social media. We're Nerdy Thursday and pretty much everything but Instagram, which is Nerdy_Thursday. You can also find us on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
MitchTastic413.
MitchTastic413. Mine's Sean_Michael. 2 underscores there. We're always updating stuff and always trying to have as much fun as possible. Keep it real. You only live once, right? YOLO hashtag. I want to kill myself for saying that.
Just threw up.
That's pretty much all we have. I want to thank GlitchCat7, aka CowbungerBreakfast.bandcamp.com, for our awesome theme song, The Invention of Nerdy Thursday. And always, Brian, who you heard a couple of minutes ago, leaving a couple of voicemails. He does all of our awesome logos. He's a super legit dude, and, you know, taking a break from, you know, all the jokes and what we do aside, like, both of these guys are super talented, and if you want to find out more about what they do, just seek them out on Twitch or Instagram or whatever you're using, because I'm pretty sure they're both on there. Except Brian's not on Twitch. GlitchCat is. So GlitchCat7 on there, Brian Betts on Instagram. But, yeah, man.
Great job.
I think next week the plan is to do Friday the 13th, the game. That's the plan.
Yeah, let's come up with a plan, because that always works out.
Yeah, it probably won't be Friday the 13th. But tentatively, that's what we're going to do.
Sweet.
And eventually, Friday the 13th, and then, Lord of the Rings, and then eventually, Wet Hot American Summer, and I have no idea.
Cool.
But until we get there,
that's a good plan.
Guys, till next week.
Keep it nerdy,
Mon.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not seven like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray, and they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you'll be my friend.